Good morning, all.
Good morning, all.
I am here this morning to request the council's permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing that will consider annexing an area to the existing Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. The area that we are considering is shown on the pale yellow color on the maps I passed out to you and is shown on the front map on the easel. The area is located approximately north and west of the existing Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. It is an area that is on both sides of Oak Orchard Road from the existing district out to approximately Route 24. And it also crosses Route 24, takes in the Indian Museum, the Trading Post Plaza, the Catholic Church at that intersection, and so forth. The area is in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District. The area includes established manufactured home parks with leased lots, manufactured and modular home communities with individual ownership of lots, scattered single-family lots with homes, some commercial located mostly along Route 24 is also included. And the area includes three proposed developments, which are shown on your map as Nantigo, Riverside Plaza, and Oak Landing. The expansion area is in the area to be considered in the environmentally sensitive developing area up to 600 feet west of the on the west side of Route 24. The parcels are within the Inland Bays Regional Planning Area for sewer service, and the Inland Bays Planning Area is the focus of the North Coastal Planning Study, which was adopted by the Sussex County Council in October of 2006. If we could have the other map, John. We have mailed letters to area communities and contacts that we were able to identify. Just kind of run through briefly the responses and so forth we've had from there. We have developer requests for Oak Landing, Antigo, and Riverside Plaza. We have been contacted by the former president of the Oak Meadows Homeowners Association, and she is staying on as their wastewater guru to trying to get Central Sewer to the Oak Meadows community. We have met with her. They have a volunteer homeowners association, and she feels they represent about 50% of the owners in there, and she felt that a majority of the owners that are participate in the voluntary homeowners association would be in favor of sewer service. And we expect that others in Oak Meadows, not necessarily members of the homeowners association, would be in favor of it as well. We've been contacted and had a meeting with the president of River Village, and he was very favorable, was going back and have additional discussions with the board of directors and members of his community. Let's see, Oak Orchard West Park has a single owner with tenants on leased lots. The owner is interested in sewer service. They're proposing possibly a redevelopment of the site into an upgrade to manufactured housing. We've had an email from the owner of this parcel called the Reynolds property, and John Ashman, director of utility planning, has had a meeting with the owners. And they're possibly proposing maybe a 200-unit subdivision. We have a letter from the Catholic Church at the intersection requesting stating interest in sewer service. They're proposing an addition to the church and a new parish center. We have a letter requesting sewer service from Mr. Wayne Hudson. I think that is Revex Company, requesting sewer service. And we have a letter of interest from the new Royal Farm store. They would like central sewer service in the future. We have heard from Captain's Grant, the Homeowners Association. President Mr. Robert King has indicated at this time that Captain's Grant is not interested in sewer service. He cites that they have very good soils in the area, minimum problems with existing systems. They're relatively newer, and with many of their residents on fixed or lower incomes, they just don't feel that they would like central sewer at this time. So we're recommending that they not be included at this time to the county council.
Wouldn't it maybe be smart, because if the size of this would keep the cost down, to include them so that they would see what the costs were, and then they would be able to make a decision and we could pull them out later, as opposed to leaving them out, and then if they said, boy, we'd like to get in, and it's happened time and time again where, oh, it's too late, we've gone too far, go back and pick them up. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense to leave them out if you're going to do all around them. Just so they know.
Where are you going to put the pipe in? You're certainly going to size it, because you know someday they're going to come in, right? And that's the pumping station.
Yes, we're going to size the offsite infrastructure to include them in a future time. Right. Putting a collection system in there would be very expensive. I mean, it would take a sizable amount of money for that.
Yeah, but I think what Mr. Cole was saying, though, if you included them in there and did your calculations, and then, you know, you got something to present them, and then if they still said no, we could take them out. You'd have to recalculate with them out of the district.
You calculate it both ways, with them in, with them out, and like I said, I would just suggest putting them in and then taking them out.
But isn't there, what they're saying is, if this pipe runs by, they got to connect it, or is it not? Is that not true?
If we put pipelines in the community, they would have to connect.
Right. No, we're not saying they have to stay in. I'm saying we put them in initially while they're doing and calculating what the cost would be, so that they would know. Right now, they're just speculating that they can't afford it. Speculating everything. So why don't we include them, and then when we have a public hearing, they may have a change of heart, saying, "Oh, it's not as expensive as we thought, because it may be more expensive in the future." If you try to bring them in later,
I bet they have a price pretty much figured out. Right?
Too hard to bring them in later.
That's one of the concerns here, is we do not have the price information at this point in time to serve the existing areas. The what has brought this request on is the new development.
Yeah, all new development, right? I think the old development ought to benefit from some of this new development. Here we go again,
right?
Letting the people who will be needing it.
The new
because they're afraid of
the existing will benefit from the new.
They don't know. They said because of fixed in. I think your comments were they're concerned about fixed income.
Systems that are working.
The systems seem to be
working. Newer systems.
All right.
I agree with you, George. I think.
And put them in and take them out later.
I'm not sure that the process works like that, Mr. Cole.
Then they've already advertised it this way?
Rizzo.
I think what we reacted to.
You need to come to the. You need to come state your name. Tate can't say who you are.
Okay. Michael Rizzo, county engineer. I think what we reacted to is we went down, we contacted the Captain's Grant folks. And we received a very strongly worded letter that they did indeed not want to be included in the process. So
at this time, I don't think Mr. Cole is not saying leave them in forever, but he's saying just in the first initial calculations till we know what the cost is going to be, and then present that to them again and say, you want in or out? If they want out, then we take them out. But
we certainly can do that. We were just reacting to the letter, and if it's the council's pleasure to include them, then,
well, Mike,
then
wouldn't
indeed. We have anything as far as the way we have advertised this meeting or done anything internally that we cannot do that?
I'm Russell Archer. This is the very first step. So
We can indeed include Captain Grant.
My only concern is, Mike, if they came back and said, after it was all approved and everything, and want to get in, the county's not going to come in and do a special project and put out bids just for one community. They're going to have to bear a lot more cost
Might be cheaper.
Right? Could be, but maybe not. But anyway, right now, we would put this whole area out to contracts and do a county bidding process, correct?
At some point, not in the very near future.
And they would be included in all that. And I think they ought to, and we can always take them out.
I think we just want to add one more thing to our consideration when we made this decision was, as you recall, when we did the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, this entire area was included.
Right.
And we got a very strong resounding, we don't want to be included. And we had some very reasonable numbers to present, and they didn't want to be in there. And we feel part of that is still what they're coming back with, Mr. Cole. It was just our way of trying to get our foot in the door, but we certainly can include
it. Is
there
going to be a lot of waste of time or double calculations in doing that?
They got a model. A computer can spit out a lot of that, right?
No, I just think when we have the public hearing to establish the sewer district boundary, the folks will come in again and say, hey, we wrote you a letter. We didn't want to be in here. You put us in anyway. We're coming in again, once again. And
I'm sure the news media is going to have it in the paper that we're including Captain's Grant. We're going to hear from them. But as long as nobody does not get upset, there's nobody on the council saying we're going to put them in whether you want to be in or not. We're just doing it to.
I think the most important part is, Mr. Ed, you just put the pumping stations in the right pipes in the ground, and then it's a chip shot from that. And they might be able to do it cheaper themselves.
For us, we can do this either way.
So is there concern in that subdivision, Captain's Grant, the costs they'll have to pay to install their own collection system plus the long-range user fees they would pay if they're included?
I think what they're looking at, how much will, I think they have a good idea what the cost would be in their own mind for them to connect the central sewer, and they're comparing that to what they believe are well-working septic systems.
But Michael, a septic system has a lifespan. This Captain's Grant's been there 20, 30 years. And as these fail and new people come in and replace maybe some of the elderly citizens, I mean, you always brag about good planning. Here's an opportunity to include them. And if we have to take them out.
But that's not good planning
to leave them out, because then their front footage charges would be different from the rest of the year. And everything would be different for Captain's Grant in the future if they tried to come in later on. I don't know. You tell me.
We can include them in.
I don't think either way is wrong. We were just reacting to the letter that we received from the Homeowners Association. It was an intelligent letter. It was well written, and that's what we reacted to.
And actually, we considered even broadening the size of the
scope
of this district for some other reasons, but we felt that that would be a departure from what we've done before, and there's some undeveloped land there also that we were considering including that's within the planning area.
Without objection from the council, Mr. Izzo, if you could calculate them in, and I'm sure they still come in strongly opposed, we'll take them out later, but see what the calculations are.
It's not a problem.
I got another question. We years ago made the, I think, poor decision of going on to private property and running lines in these parks where the properties are leased. Are we proposing in Oak Orchard West, or the owner of that property to pay for those lines, or is all the users going to subsidize that guy's line?
We could do that either way, and we hadn't made that fundamental decision.
Well, I think it's time to stop going on private property, because you made a comment, and maybe you got that comment from the owner of that place, that they may want to redevelop, and that's what's going to happen. So I hate to see we subsidizing, or the users all in that area subsidizing the work inside that guy's private property. Nobody's coming on and running my lines. I got to run my lines. They ought to run their lines. It's private property. We got to stop that nutty method of.
But what are you going to do in Captain Grant then? You're not going to let them.
That's single family homes. They own the land.
Lots. The question is, in Oak Orchard West, they have long term leases. Now I'll tell you, they do have failing systems in there, and they do have a need. We'll take a look at that, and we'll come back with a recommendation.
For the life of me, we went in and Long Neck. We laid all the lines in for Mr. Tunnel. Now, if anybody can afford to put his own lines in, Mr. Tunnel could have put his own lines in. But yet, we did it because we're afraid of something, this and that, and all this other stuff. But now, I think it's time to change.
But whether we put them in or the property owner puts them in, that cost is going to be passed through to the people who are living there.
Right. They're going to pay.
But the property owner ought to bear the. Stop at his front door.
Yeah.
He's going to keep them collected.
We would borrow the money, install the lines, and then they would pay the rate.
Right.
The people who own these parks can get it done cheaper.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just like you said, they typically
get. I agree, George.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I never argued with it.
We give the park owners that option, whether they want to build it or let us build it.
Well, let us build it. What kind of option is that?
Well, if there's a cost saving for them, then they can take advantage of it.
Yeah. What do they do? What do we do when they redevelop? How do we capture any his costs? He's sitting there on we're increasing the value of his land tenfold by putting the sewer on there, and the county's paying for it, or the
you
other
don't have
people.
To. We just
somebody
run
else
the
other than somebody other than the property owner is paying for that improvement. I don't get it.
Okay, let's move along. We're getting behind on
Come
each other.
Come on back, Rob.
Get it?
You just like
you have a motion,
you,
Rob.
You just like to start trouble out here.
Service to the area will include two pump stations, one to be located on the Nantego property, which will service a future area indicated south of Nantego, and another pump station will be required somewhere in the area of Oak Orchard West and the Tidewater Utilities property. That pump station will service from approximately River Village and North, and then future Captain's Grant single-family dwellings across from the proposed Oak Landing. The two pump stations will be serviced by a new force main that will be built from the Nantego property over to the existing force main in Oak Orchard Road, and then the new force main will be routed in a parallel manner to the treatment plant. Nantego will build is proposing to build the pump station and an interim connection to a force main that they will build that connects to the existing force main for the time being. The developers of Riverside Plaza, also Nantego has offered or will be paying a fee for the future rerouting of the force main, for a contribution towards the new force main of $247,000. The developers of Riverside Plaza will provide an easement through their project for the force main and gravity lines, and they will also be making a pro rata contribution towards the new force main. The developers of the proposed Oak Landing, it's been determined that there's capacity in the existing district for that project. However, two pump stations in the existing district will have to be upgraded at some future time. The proposed Oak Landing project will build a gravity line in Oak Orchard Road that will serve parcels to the west of them, and they will be also contributing an amount of money, $200,000, towards future downstream pumping upgrades in lieu of doing those pump station upgrades at this time.
That's last year's money, buddy.
Sussex County expects to complete service to the remaining portion of the area, building of collection lines to serve River Village and along Oak Orchard West or Oak Orchard Road, Oak Meadows, and so forth within 3 to 5 years. We expect to have our engineers, Whitman Reichart, develop approximate user costs, and those will be included in an information mailing that goes out to area residents that we will do before the public hearing. We have a tentative schedule of approximately March 5th to post notices. We expect to hold a public hearing on Saturday, March the 24th. We will be back to County Council on March the 27th with results and summary from the public hearing. And then the County Council could act on the proposed expansion area on March 27th or the following Tuesday, April the 3rd. And we're recommending that the public hearing be held at the Oak Orchard Fire Hall due to the space requirements and for convenience to the area residents.
Perfect.
Any questions?
The white areas on that map are included, right? Like next to the purple, the white next to the purple. Because you got what you gave us passed out. Yeah, that's the way it's going to look, right?
With the Oak Meadows. And then, plus Oak Meadows.
And but with Dale's motion, you're going to include the white part of Captain's Grant now?
For Captain's Grant.
Is that my understanding, Dale?
The motion can be modified to include that.
I can't make a motion, Mr. Cole.
Didn't you? Okay, but you said there was a consensus. Didn't you give some kind of direction?
That's what I heard, yes.
Okay, so the
I have a motion if you'd like me to read it.
Would you make the motion then modifying it so it includes Captain's Grant?
I will.
Is that all right?
It's the pleasure of the council to read the motion.
Yeah.
Be it moved by the county council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the expansion number one area as presented on January 23rd, 2007, and the area would be included to in would be modified to include the Captain's Grant community.
So moved.
Second.
That motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones. Motion was just read, Mr. Davis. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
We're doing a, trying to do some adjustments on the sound system, so they're asking me to talk, so.
Usually,
hope that's enough, Mr. Eichmann.
Yes, I'm here today to do some housekeeping for the proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. On August 22nd, Sussex County Engineering Department came before council, and we were granted permission to circulate petitions to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district for Angola Neck. On December 5th, Russell Archett came before council to execute contract amendment number 3 to the original contract with Whitman Reckart and Associates for the North Coastal Planning Area for Angola Neck Phase 1 Service Area Facilities Plan and Environmental Assessment. At that time, he had given you the information that 269 petitions had been received from various communities in the Phase 1 area. He also stated that I would return to set the date for the public hearing, which is what brings me here today. We'd like to establish the date of the hearing to be June 30th, 2007 at 9 o'clock to be held at the Angola by the Bay Community Center. I have a motion if you'd like me to read it.
Read it, please.
Be it moved that based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to 9 Delaware C, Section 6503, the Sussex County Council hereby sets a date of June the 30th, 2007 for a public hearing on the boundaries of the proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion just read by Mr. Eichmann that was made by Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Mr. Lang?